front-page document and see that this board gets it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Other questions?
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the three documents I referred to.
David Locke.
Good afternoon, Chairman Monsi and other members of the committee. I'm David Locke, and I'm the current chairman of the Oil Spill Advisory Committee. I was appointed back in 1990 to the Commission to Study Maine's Oil Spill Preparedness, and I've been a member of the successor body, the Oil Spill Advisory Committee, since then. One of my colleagues on the committee gave an extensive presentation at your April 28th meeting, and it's not my intention to belabor those points or to add to them or go over them. I simply would like to emphasize the unanimous recommendation of the committee that the vessel operation portions of Chapter 600 be sent back for review and reworking. The committee has been involved in oil spill and environmental questions for now almost 10 years. And we think it's a reasonable request, and we hope that you will give it due consideration. Thank you very much for the opportunity to appear before you, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them. If you will keep in mind that I am the representative on the Committee for Oil Spill Technology and not vessel operations.
Good questions.
So your view is that the vessel portion has just not had enough time. Is that your view?
Well, not only enough time, but not enough input by those who are involved.
It was held up to last, and the process finished before it was finished.
I guess so. I was not involved in the preparation of it, but the comments that we received indicated that it needs more work by those people that are most affected by it.
And the comments you received from your organization or outside your organization?
Outside of us.
Given the testimony we just heard the gentleman, the Coast Guard, what good would it do? If the Coast Guard, according to him, clearly has the authority over operations, what good does it do for the state to further study it, whatever?
Well,
maybe you disagree.
John, I can't tell what's going to happen, but if this goes through as written and passed, then I think there are going to be some problems between the Coast Guard and the state.
It would appear to me that that might be.
And that's what I think. That's what I think we'd like to avoid. And in all of these cases, all of these study exercises, tabletop drills, and so on, we've had one thing that we've learned in the oil spill pollution business is that the more agreement you can get ahead of time between the regulatory authorities and people responsible for various different areas, the better off you are. And anybody that saw the Exxon Valdez movie on public television saw how they sat and argued about the use of dispersants. And so, you know, they wasted 2 or 3 days before anything was done. And I think Maine has made large strides in getting memorandums of agreement down on paper ahead of time, so you don't have to sit around and debate all day about who has jurisdiction over what. It's agreed to ahead of time. Dispersants will be used here. They won't be used here because of shellfish, flats, and various things like that.
I have a question about the impression that this has been under study for a minimum of 5 years. Do you think there would be new information that would come forth from the industry and those affected? Haven't they had ample opportunity already?
I think you're right about the time, but judging from the comments and criticisms we've received, those portions of the industry that are involved in vessel operations don't feel that they've had an opportunity for full input. Again, I was not a participant, so I can't back that up before you, but given the objections that have arisen, the committee feels that it would be wise to go over that section or portion again, chapters 4 and 8E and
that's really the purpose of this hearing today, is to get more information. So yeah, it will be taken into consideration. But by the same token, this is often the same comment we hear on every issue that comes before us. We haven't had enough time, and it's generally by the element that feels they haven't quite won, so they want to give a little more overshadow. And the other aspect of it, I would only comment on similar situations where there's a difference in approach to environmental issues. For example, the Yellowstone Park fire, where some say natural fires want to let it burn, and others say no, do it out. It's always an evolving philosophy of how to handle issues. And after all, this is a state of Maine issue. So, would you comment on that? Or are you feeling it's a federal issue?
Well, it's both, and that therein lies the problem. You have Maine, early on when the commission to study Maine's hospital preparedness got underway, there was some liability problems written into Maine law early on, and it suddenly became apparent that if the people that went out to clean up the spill were going to be exposed to unlimited liability, nobody would get out of bed. And so we were able to solve that particular problem. But at that particular point, it all looked very good to have unlimited liability for everyone.
So we have many other issues to come before us that someone in the previous, I believe, board members referred to, where we in Maine, Department of Environmental Protection, have to work with the environmental protection laws and implement them at our state level. So there is a greener that's reach that must be enforced locally.
Other questions? John? Given your expertise in oil spill, what would this do to better what happened when they hit the bridge? What is it here that would improve things?
I don't think anything. I got a human error. You can't prove it by regulation.
Okay. The Coast Guard, I don't know if you heard it, the Coast Guard said a few minutes ago that the state is an equal partner in unified command in an oil spill. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, as far as I know, yes, that's the way it's worked before. The DEP works hand in hand with Coast Guard. And we have always had, traditionally, have very good relationships between the DEP and the captain of the port.